Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the Corner Store Podcast. I'm your host, Kevin Koval. We are at WGN Radio recording in our spaceship. We have, of course, in the building, the super producer, DJ Cashera. We have Mercedes Zapata, the official photog, and also social media guru, Maven, in the Corner Store. Max, the snack tour, is in the building. And today we have a duo, a squad, who really are responsible for creating every single piece of merchandise in the city of Chicago. I feel like they have merched out all of whatever you deem to be fresh. But they are entrepreneurs and creatives and visionaries and people who have really helped to also bring the creative community together and at the same time, simultaneously, providing jobs in the city of Chicago. So they do a lot of important work in the city, and I'm glad that they're in the Corner Store. The gentlemen from Rowboat Creative are in the building. Fellas, welcome.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for having us.
No, thank you guys so much. And because, you know, there's two of you, and we got all the mics, if you guys could just introduce yourselves so listeners could see who is who and cue in when you're speaking.
Go for it.
Oh, okay. Well, I am Joe Zangrilli, screen printer extraordinaire. And over, I guess I'm the COO also of Rowboat Creative.
You guys should get that down. Yeah. Figure that out. So somewhere along the line.
I'm not out of my bubble very often.
Lucas Griglia, obviously a second counterpart of Rowboat Creative. More on the CEO side, new business development and all that funny corporate stuff. But mainly, you know, I think we'll get into it. You know, the biggest thing for us is the fact that we're just constantly just trying to do really cool stuff and obviously create jobs and kind of keep that whole vibe going. So, yeah, we play the corporate part, but, you know, that's not the main focus for us, I would say.
Well, I've been to your beautiful space out west, and it is very far from any kind of corporate space I've been to. So you guys have, one, created a really beautiful space. But we'll get to how you came into the work, but let's talk about the work. What is Rowboat Creative?
Sure. from my perspective or our perspective, honestly, I want to say that, you know, when we kind of came up with the concept of Rowboat Creative, it was before everybody started doing the whole creative collective idea. And really, we just wanted to be doing really cool stuff. And it started in, you know, band merch. We'll get to that whole thing. But to me, it really is a collective of people that are coming together to create merch, but also, I think there's a way bigger story and bigger picture to it. And there's a lot of people out there that are just screen printing, embroidery, you know, fulfillment facilities. But we try to attach a little bit of ambiguity to it so that, you know, we are kind of nimble. And that's what being part of that collective is about. And just if somebody has some out of the box idea, we really try to take that and bring it to life as opposed to just saying, send it a PO, we'll knock it out. Here's what it is. Here's our stringent ideas. So we really try to keep it as, you know, buttoned up, but a little bit ambiguous where we can flex and be nimble to create amazing things if that's what's in front of us.
Yeah, I feel like screen printing was sort of our introduction to our customers and the friendships and, you know, relationships that we built in there. We sort of just kept adding more and more services to help our customers out because it was always, you know, they'd come to us for one thing and then it became, I'd overhear them saying, we're doing that. Oh, we do that too. But we don't. And we figure it out 10 seconds after they leave. And then we have a whole new wing of the Rowboat. So I feel like Lucas is saying, it's pretty ambiguous, but we pretty much say no to nothing.
Right. No, I think I've learned in business to have that exact philosophy because you can figure it out.
You know? For sure.
And you guys have seemed to do that. I mean, it's ambiguous, but it's also very ambitious what you guys are doing and what you have done. Let's talk just some numbers. I mean, how many clients at this point do you have coming through the door?
Man, wow.
Countless. You know, actually, well, in that same sentence, countless, but what is more important to us is being aligned with the correct sort of client and partner. And I think that in the last, you know, 4 or 5 years, we've started to try to get away from hate the concept of like, you're a client, because yes, you're a client, but it really is more about a partnership to us because we don't want the clients. We don't want the partners that are just trying to like nickel and dime and just beat you into the ground. And it's not beneficial for one, for us. So we've tried to just really focus it more on just saying, let's align with the right type of people. I'd rather have, honestly, 5 or 10 of the best partners and clients in the world than have 10,000 that probably you could be doing just as well financially with those 10 as you could being spread too thin with, you know, 10,000 of them. So in a short, ambiguous answer.
But that's one of the things I love about being in the space and talking and working with you guys is that it is a collaborative effort.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And you guys are kind of down to do any aspect of what
for sure.
it takes to put something out in the world. Just for the people, you know, some of our listeners are going to know who you are, mm-hmm. and many will know who some of your partners are
sure.
in this
mm-hmm.
work.
Sure.
So who, if you know, you don't have to name drop, but just give people a sense. I mean, even you're wearing some of the gear right now.
Right.
Yeah, what you're wearing, that was one of our very first totally huge things that we did. I mean, that's
what
right.
I'm wearing
yes. And then I realized that this is audio.
Yeah.
This is also
CEO
audio.
slash male model.
And also, I'm guessing on a podcast that people can't see what we're talking
right.
about. So what Lucas is wearing
yeah,
right
Mercedes
now.
Yeah, Mercedes is in the building. She's going to make sure.
Boom.
Yeah,
yeah. If you check out the model coming
music.
Down, Lucas right now is wearing the tie-dye, old school, OG, Dope Boy Magic
right.
back in the day.
Yeah, before the cease and desist
yes,
came.
Right. Yes,
shout out Joe.
Right.
Yeah.
I love Joe.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was the first thing that I think I ever saw any celebrities like taking pictures with, because I believe that is when Chance went on the road for that first time with Eminem and Mac Miller. And there's photos of, you know, Mac Miller wearing it. And I remember being like, oh, wow.
Yeah. That's, so that must be significant
mind.
To see something
oh, yeah.
that you have, you know,
oh, yeah.
helped birth into the world, then
oh, yeah.
appear in online and in magazines and things like that. That must be a pretty cool feeling, although now probably something you deal with every day.
It is, but I think it's one of those things that, like, we, you know, I think any entrepreneur, and I'm sure you could say the same thing, you know, you've hit so many amazing milestones just as, you know, an artist and creative and, you know, Chicago icon. So you hit all these points and it's almost like you're just so focused moving forward. And so we really forget about them. And so I mean, Joe's way better at he's got stacks of collections of pretty much everything we've done. I always was kind of in the mentality of like, it's fine. We can make it. I can always have one. It doesn't. So I have like very few, but the ones that I hold dear to me, like the sweatshirt, are like, oh, that now that really means, I mean, it meant a lot then, but it means even more to me now. And now I see it, you know, like Chance did the flip. And so, you know, he had that come out and it's like, it's just weird to see something, yes, that we created, but also just the backstory of working with people like that, like Joe, that have just become so iconic in the world. And to us, he's just Joe, and you know
yeah.
that's like we
this
have
is,
that
this
relationship.
This is Joe Fresh Goods, of
yes.
course.
Yes.
That you're talking about.
Yes.
Yeah. Shout out.
Yeah.
Okay. And now, client, you know, partners, clients aside, I've been in on what seemed like a pretty robust work day. There were a lot of people working in mm-hmm. the space.
Oh, and not to mention, last week we just took on an additional 30% for our workforce.
Yeah.
So how many people are working in the space?
What did we figure out?
40, 44 at this point.
Yeah.
Between first and second shifts. And, you know, again, it's always been a thing to us is like we want to continue to add jobs. That's obviously crucial to us. But we also don't, what really doesn't necessarily scare me is just making sure that you don't become that company that has 800 people that is disconnected. The family aspect is huge, huge, huge to us. And so at a certain point, yes, we have to scale that way just to be able to keep up with kind of where we're going. But at the same time, we still want to make it seem like, look, you're all part of this. We're all doing, you know, I mean, we're in the trenches as much as we're in the trenches. We're trying to put out the fires and we're there. It's not like we're the removed owners that are playing golf down in Florida. We have no idea what's going on. So, yeah, I mean, 44 people, and we don't see that stopping, but you know, it's just trying to stay calculated with it.
And this is, I don't know if you can want to give out the address or anything like that, but obviously there's online, mm-hmm. people could go and see what you do. Where's the best place to follow you guys and pay attention to what you guys are doing online?
I think either Instagram, I mean,
it's at robot underscore creative.
Right.
Right. Great. So that's a good place to see what you guys are producing in the world. I don't know if you ever think about it like this, but when I was in your space, I felt like it was a new kind of blue-collar economy,
yes,
like a new kind of industrial labor that was not the kind of industrial labor that was so oppressive to the worker in the industrial age in this city, but also the kind of labor that really made this city a beacon for a middle-class way of life. So I don't know if you guys are intentionally creating this kind
Absolutely.
Of... Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. That for sure was. So we... You know, started, we'll probably get there, started in the basement, you know, moved into a smaller facility, and it was just dark and dingy. We
let's actually just start.
Segue there.
Yeah, sure. You did really masterfully, but like what years are you starting in the basement, and what does that mean?
Why don't we take it from the
all
top?
The way back?
Yeah.
Way back?
Rewind. So one day, I mean, this story always sounds made up. One day, Lucas... So I guess we could even Tarantino it back even further. Lucas and I are musicians. And back in the day, you know, we both did tons of touring and we had our hands in making the merch. And there was this guy, Jose, R.I.P. he was a madman. And we would go, everyone used him. And... You know, when we would get our merch done, Luke and I would go in back. We were in separate bands, but we would both use the same guy.
What were the bands? Just if, you know, folks listening at home maybe want to
hop
on.
He was in Colonel Stem. I was in Lift Point. It was kind of heavier rock for the Chicago scene back then.
Streamable? We could.
Oh, yeah. I still get royalties checks every month. Yeah. That is crazy to me.
That last one you sent me blew my mind. There was like, it just kept scrolling forever.
Yeah.
And that was just like, it was just like a couple weeks or something.
Dope.
I was in Colonel Stem, but there's a weird story where we got our album physically put in Best Buy somehow through a friend of ours, and then all of a sudden it appeared on iTunes, and I mean, this was before the digital age. All of a sudden I found it online everywhere. And then when I tried to dig in and figure out where that money was going, if there was any money, I mean, first someone would have to buy it. But when I looked into it and reached out to my friend who was the original person who got us in Best Buy, all of a sudden it just disappeared from online altogether. So I don't think we're even up anymore.
He got pirated before pirating was cool.
No, yeah. Shit was popping.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Someone made a cool $8 off me. So.
And are you guys Chicago guys, Midwest guys? Where are you guys from?
Chicago.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. Okay.
Grew up like Rogers Park, Bryn Mawr, and Broadway.
Yeah. I was Oak Park up until maybe high school or something. Then just Chicago since then.
All right. But so you guys are making merch for your bands separately.
Yes.
We're aware of one another and another's bands.
Okay. Yeah, we knew. I knew Joe when I was 15 years old. And we were just kind of like, we were the movers and shakers in the band. So we were doing all the business stuff. We were doing all the marketing. You know, we were the street team when street team was still a legit thing. We were out in front of all the venues, passing out flyers, passing out tickets. So we were just trying to make it happen. And so
that hustle, that just entrepreneurial, let me get in the street and like push something you all came up doing.
But that game is so fun.
Yeah. But also real ass labor, especially in a, you know, temperate tundra like climate like
and then showing up to see that there was, you know, passed out 10,000 tickets and there's 100 people there, and so the return wasn't so good back then, but
next time 100. You pass out 20,000
exactly
and you get 110
so yeah, I mean, we were just kind of grinding that way. We knew each other, and like Joe said, called him one day, and you know, I graduated from DePaul for undergrad. You know, was in the art department, and he graduated UIC from the art department. So we were both in that lane, and I knew that, you know, I could rely on somebody who can kind of help me put this together. And so I literally got a beginning screen printing kit for Christmas one year and called Joe and was just like, yo, can we figure this out? And he was like, I literally have the same exact thing. So
in my hands, when he called me, it was like literally in front of me. I literally just bought it. And I was like, all right, sweet. Now I got someone to learn it with.
Wow.
So,
is what I thought too. I can make him figure this out.
Yeah.
And I mean, when it comes to like, you know, how we split, I'm like technical, and he is, you know, the visionary, like, you know, coming up with plans to get us in front of X, Y, and Z. And he's he used to make me nuts with the, where do you see us in 5 years? I was like, not losing our minds. And he'd be like, that's not an answer. But I'd grind away on the get us to the next minute, and he would get us to the, you know, where we need to be in the next couple years.
Well, damn, what a auspicious...
Perfect storm.
Yeah, perfect. And perfect balance, right? Yeah. Yin and yang, for real. Like, yep. You guys are, I mean, seem to be, and even knowing you all a little bit, it seems that you guys really balance one another in that regard. And that's difficult to build a team around you and to build with people. And, you know, yes. You guys are, you know... That relationship obviously has proven to be essential.
Right. Yeah, yes. Absolutely.
We've been life partners for how many years now? Around 18.
Well,
because I met
yeah,
you when
least.
You were like, what, 16?
Yeah, 15, 16, yeah.
Well,
yeah,
so how do you maintain? I mean, I have few friends that are I've known that long, right? And so how do you maintain
years of therapy together?
Okay, yeah, you guys go.
He's my real wife.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah.
I don't even see my wife an eighth as much as I see Luke.
Yeah. So how, I mean, just even like when you guys, let's say, do have a different idea,
happens.
No,
just kidding.
But how do you sort it out? How do you work through it?
I think for me, it's just been like you get into it and we didn't start this to even have a partnership. It just like everything that has happened has been so organic and just the way that to me, how anything creatively should always happen. So, you know, we didn't go into it. You know, I didn't come at him with this huge, robust business plan and saying, here's what we're supposed to do. Yeah, I'm organized that way and I can kind of operate that way now. But it was just like, hey, let's do this and let's just keep doing cool stuff and let's just keep growing this and scaling and scaling. So when we would ever have any tense moments, I think it was just like learning the same as any other relationship, you know, whether your girlfriend, your wife or fiance, whatever it is. So it's just, I think we've grown naturally over the years because the business has scaled. But I think honestly, a saving grace for us has been the fact that there's just everything has naturally kind of not divided, but we've just fallen into understanding like, look, you're really, really good at that. I'm not good at that. And I think we both have the understanding that is like, I don't personally care if I'm not good at something, then there's somebody out there that's better than that. So it's just kind of like learning and figuring out like the lane. And then also just at the end of the day, we know that we've always had the conversation that is like, look, if this ever comes to a point, if it's ever a money thing, if it's ever just a business thing, that I would rather close these doors any day than kind of cast off the friendship that we've and the relationship that we've had. And I still stand by that today. I think there's more integrity in holding that up than saying, great, cool, I got millions of dollars. And which we don't have millions of dollars.
Still waiting on that.
Right.
Wow, that's beautiful though, man.
And thank you.
Yeah, I think you guys have a lot of integrity and show up for one another and have, you know, for a while now. And that seems pretty big.
Cool. Yeah, it just always seems like, you know, anytime there's like a job to be done, we just naturally gravitate to what I do and what he does. And we, you know, keep communication, so we're always helping each other out and we're always on the same page and collaborating and figuring out better ways to do what he's doing and better ways to do what I'm doing. And, you know, that's how we found our way into the employees. I mean, we started when we started, it was just us, no backers. We've never had any backers. It was always first, you know, we got the little speedball garbage kit. And it was garbage. Sorry, Speedball. You do make great inks, though.
We could do consulting for you, though.
Right, yeah. Then take them on.
Then it just became, I think eBay was new back then. So it became, I found this garbage press on eBay for like $100 and it was garbage. So
and what were you guys making at that point? I mean, what were you, because this was a kit to make t-shirts.
Yeah,
or,
right? It was just our band merch. I mean, the whole thing literally just started from the band I was touring with, we ran out of merch. And so we had no time. We were doing a big CD release show at Metro, ran out of merch. And
this is how he always works.
Right. Let's just figure it out. So that week was kind of just like, look, Joe, we have no merch. We got to figure this out. So,
and we've done zero successful prints by this time.
Literally, like negative successful
zero.
Prints. So we jumped in the basement and basically I ran and grabbed a bunch of blanks from Target and just said,
I found a box with some of them still. I found a box with some of the original ones at the shop.
So it wasn't until maybe like for real midnight, 1 a.m. the night before the show that we finally got our first print. And it was just like, all right, let's go. And so we just started printing everything that we had, brought it to the show. And this was kind of like the big, yeah, business aha moment was we get to Metro, we sell out of all the merch, settling up with the venue. Here's the money for the band. Here's the money that is left over. And so that to me was like, wait, what do you mean the money left over?
Yeah, it was
and
like,
so it was like, all right, we can take that back. And it was like, all right, so that Speedball kit sucked. Let's grab something else. Let's just, that has been our mentality still to this day, oh, yeah, of like very calculated reinvestment of the money just because we don't
in
deal
yourselves.
With it. In ourselves.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Right, exactly. Right. And you know, we operate very meagerly to the point where we know that, okay, let's not overextend ourselves. Let's not overgrow. Let's just make sure that everything has always been kind of very calculated and beyond it being organic too. But there is some method to the mayhem, I think, in the background that has just been consistently working.
I mean, our early machines, we literally built out of wood, mm-hmm, and I figured out electricity. I mean,
We invented electricity.
Wow, damn. Joe is the Ben Franklin of this rap shit.
You might have heard about my vehicles. Tesla, that's me.
Yeah. You might have seen Joe flying a kite in the park.
Right. Robo's that just a money wash.
But I mean, we needed an exposure unit, and we went to go look at one. It was like $11,000, and I was like, that's just a light bulb in there and some glass and a vacuum blanket. So we just went to Home Depot, or actually it's probably Menards. They have much better prices. Sorry,
Home and they're a better company. Shout out Menards, right, and exactly. Lowe's over yes. Home Depot.
Take a 9% rebate anytime it's available, or 11 on when it's crazy.
But yeah, we just went there, and I figured out what the type of lighting was in there, and I believe we just figured out where online to get the pieces and the ballast and the height that of the glass needed to be, and we just built it ourselves. And I believe we used that machine all the way up until maybe, 3 years ago?
Yeah.
When I gave it to Jay.
So, yeah. Joe, were you the kind of kid who took apart radios?
1,000%.
Yeah. That's the mark of like a genius. I do not have that in my DNA, but that's incredible.
I would get my television taken apart right about when my parents were coming home, and that's where I learned to take a picture of what it looks like beforehand.
Right.
How to put it back together.
But in a pinch, my parents would I'd be like, oh my God, why did I take this apart? They're going to be home in like 40 minutes. And I would just, by looking at the pieces, get it back together. They'd always figure it out because like it'd be put together just a little bit different than it was before. And one thing wouldn't work. But that was something I'd work on for my next project. But I love building something myself. And then figuring out all the logistics of, okay, now that I got this, how do we make this better? How do we make this better? How do we make this better? And then it becomes, we'll just buy the real machine. But now we know all the ins and outs. And then when that thing goes down, I could build another one, you know, because some of these machines we get take months and months to be custom built for us. Oh. But building, you know, I like to think of myself as MacGyver.
Yeah, no, you sound like it. Fellas, I owe you guys an apology because in the corner store, we welcome our guests with snacks. Ooh. And Max secured the snacks. I just have not distributed the snacks. So let me pause for a moment and offer you, fellas, you know, what it is. Now, Joe, I get the sense that you're a little bit older. Is that?
I am.
Yeah.
I'm in my mid-40s.
Yeah, no, I know. We're the same generation. So, you know, fellas, we have to take care of ourselves.
Yes.
And so Max thought you would appreciate some organic beet chips.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. I actually love these.
Okay, yeah, so do I. And then also a Kavita sparkling probiotic drink, the lemon cayenne.
Oh, yeah. All right.
And now,
oh, yes, I've actually had this.
Now, Lucas, I don't know if Max thinks you are a child, but he has, for you, secured some Barnum's Animal Crackers.
It's got to be my boyish glow, huh?
It's a good source of calcium.
Did a face mask yesterday, actually, so maybe that's...
Oh, yeah, no, that's clearly what it is. And then, in addition, a True Moo 1% low-fat chocolate milk.
All right,
yeah,
thank
so
you.
So you got milk
you,
and
Max.
Cookies.
All right.
Do you have a sippy cup for him?
I have a chalice.
Right.
And a sippy chalice.
I'm going to transfer. The water's almost done, so I'm going chocolate milk in the chalice.
That is classy. I don't, and maybe never done at WGN Radio before. So yeah, good. So my apologies, Max.
Nope, we're good now.
Yeah. Okay. Good. But Max did his due diligence, and I slacked. So all right. So speaking of this building, though, you guys started at the Metro, built up, found that you had a little bit of bread. You've turned it into quite an enterprise. I guess I'm curious about what does tomorrow look like, and then what do the next 5 years look like for you guys?
Tomorrow is making sure that today happens successfully.
I'm terrified of tomorrow.
Yeah, it's just it's always, like I said, kind of cold, calculated chaos. But I think that, you know, this year has been a perfect capsule of wanting to. So we've hit all these milestones of growth. You know, there was some of the more corporate specific things. Okay, we want to, you know, make the Inc. 5000 list. We want to do these. You know, we've been recognized by the city for a lot of different amazing stuff, just for, you know, job creation and for being involved the way that we are, and kind of just where our head is at with things. So those were great to be take part in and be recognized for that. But this year specifically was really kind of focused on, like, all right, well, we've moved to this point, we've done all of these things, but let's really focus internally. Let's make sure that everybody inside is taken care of. Let's make sure that all the procedures are there, just because, you know, we're 13 years deep in this now, and, you know, it's still a little crazy for us both, and we know that at a certain point we can't be 80 years old running around the same way that we want to. And so, you know, kind of self-protection, but also I think more so for the internal family, and making sure that we don't have people that are just quitting because they've just been so dragged through the ringer and they just can't take it anymore. So, you know, it really is something. My grandpa's a huge, huge influence on me, started a business on his own, and I watched him kind of grow that whole thing. And his whole thing to me was always make sure that you protect the house. And so that to me reigns kind of supreme for a million things, you know, protecting the house financially, but also just for everybody internally and making sure that they feel like they are part of this. They understand the big vision. So, you know, we kind of went back and let's throw everything back at the wall. Let's re-envision what our goals, what our motivations are, and what, you know, kind of all the things that make the company run, so that everybody who walks in the door understands that, like, this is what these guys are gunning for. This is what we're working so hard for. And beyond that, we're working hard for them. That's not important to us. It's working hard together. So, you know, this year has been focused on that. Tomorrow, focused on what we needed to do today. I'd say, you know, the next 5 years, it's just trying to just ride the wave and really see where things go. And I think that why we've gotten to where we are is just because of how nimble we have been. So, you know, in the last 4 or 5 years, we've seen the rise of experiential marketing. We've been, you know, our toes have been in that pool for a long time, but we've just been kind of working behind the scenes, and now, you know, stepping a little bit more out in front of that. And so all of the things that we've been doing that wasn't about us getting the exposure and the spotlight for that, but also having the larger companies and larger partners realize that, like, oh, wait a second, we were hiring these people for so long, and realistically, you were the ones that were doing that. And so that goes back to where I was saying, like, refocusing to those partners that are the people that are like, we want to grow with you. We want to really put in all of our time to do that, because, yes, we're all reaping the benefits of that. So to me, I think that there's really endless opportunity, I think, to where we can continue to go and grow. But I just want to consistently be leaving a message and, I think, a path, and, you know, yes, in Chicago, but also then as far as we can start to stretch that. And we want the people, you know, like you and the whole squad that is in Chicago, that are like, these guys are the guys that are doing it. They're doing it differently. They're doing it cool. They're creating jobs. And there's a bigger message, as opposed to just saying, great, you gross this much revenue per year and this is where we are. That is kind of pointless to us.
Yeah. I feel like this was the first year that we were able to step back and get an actual, like, bird's eye view of the business, because I feel like up until now, it's just been go, 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 and just trying to figure out everything as it unfolded to us. But, you know, as we put more and more people in, you know, like, higher positions, we were able to step I was actually able to step out a little bit more from production. And Lucas, you know, he came up with, when you asked who we deal with, one of the main things we did this year was to really look at who we want to partner with. And we sort of started straying away from people who just wanted, you know, branding jobs, but not not rowboat.
We basically fired people, clients, which is a very scary thing to
be in, though. Yeah. I mean,
it is,
to be able
to
do
scary.
That.
Yeah. Very scary.
And we were able to, you know, look at processes. And then we started doing all this manufacturing training to really dial in everyone's processes from beginning to end, knowing every little, you know, from, you know, down to seconds. We were calculating on a job when someone does this, well, you know, how long does it take till you could get it to this? You know, where are all the holes in the system? And I really feel like we were able to dial in, and with our same crew, we were able to, you know, really maybe double or triple the amount of output that we had while, you know, like leisurely, not making anyone insane.
So can you guys mention some of the partners you've retained and are currently working with, or things that we might be able to see in the future?
Client-wise?
Sure. Or just,
yeah, I mean, I think, you know, everybody who's in Chicago knows the heavy hitters that we deal with. You know, Joe Fresh Goods, all the Fat Tiger guys, all that stuff. We work with a couple different management companies, that are doing like Summer Walker's doing huge stuff right now. You know, we've done a lot of the Chance stuff for a really long time through Chicago. We've worked with the city directly.
Doja Cat. She's coming up.
Scent Rock. I mean, a lot of the heavy hitter, you know, just like street artists that are Left-Handed Wave. I mean, pretty much anybody that is out there, it's, somehow we probably either have a connection to them or we've already done work with them, just because we're not the sell guys. We're not approaching these guys trying to poach them saying, hey, we want to do work with you. It's just like, yo, you do really cool stuff. We do really cool stuff. Let's see if we vibe. That's like paramount, is figuring out if we can click together before that. So, what else? I mean, we've got some
all
larger
all the sports stuff.
The Hawks, you know, the Sox, we've got a lot of big stuff going on with them, the Bulls,
Cubs.
There's some other bigger things that are, you know, kind of the nonsense NDA stuff that is, you know, there, but
yeah, sure.
I mean, it's pretty impressive when I look at it, but it's also, it's really kind of, it's intriguing to see that those people have also, not only actually a main point of that, those people have been with us, yes, for 13 years. So, you know, the Joe Fresh Goods and the people that, the artists that have become iconic in Chicago, it's really important, and almost more important to me, the fact that we've built a lot of it together.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that goes to all sides of it. You know, when everybody didn't have big money, how do we work that out? You know, we weren't the people that were like, okay, well, we're going to float you, we were the people that are like, hey, let's figure it out. And there was a lot of times where that becomes, you know, kind of tense and just figuring it out. Cause like, hey man, we all got bills to pay. And so like, let's do this together and let's figure out how to make it work for everybody.
Yeah. And of course I can attest to that. You guys have been very good to me and very good to Louder Than a Bomb and Young Chicago Authors.
Well, you got open invoices.
Do we owe you money?
I don't know.
That's why y'all came on the show and be like, yo, and by the way,
exactly.
I know. Get in front of them.
Damn. All right. Well, listen, fellas, it's been real. I got to run. No. But really, you guys are really great partners, you know.
I think real quick, just to even jump back, like, yeah, the Louder Than Bomb, the, you know, the Young Chicago Author stuff that, you know, when you came by, when we linked up, you know, it was there are so many huge people and, you know, A-list and celebrity people that come through and that we work with. But, and this is kind of, you know, not my fanboy moment, but I remember, you know, we've kind of briefly touched on this. My mom is, you know, hugely talented writer, and so obviously, you know, big head nod to you as well. But, you know, when you came through, I remember talking to her and I was like, yeah, Kevin just came through. And I was just like, it was weird because I wasn't like shell-shocked, but it was like, I know, you know, there's very few people that kind of hit me that way that are like, you know, you're a Chicago icon, and beyond, you know, all of the amazing things that you've done, it's just the message that you hold and the way that you're trying to do things. And so everybody that's on your team and behind you recognizes that. And so, you know, it seemed
that,
like, you know, we clicked right off the bat and it was like, look, that's it. That was how we want it to be. That type of partnership.
Well, in a sense, that's
there.
How you guys work.
Right.
And I think that's why you guys also collect all these W's, you know, is because, you know, you guys are real dudes. And I think when you think about business, that isn't the typical way people operate.
Sure.
And so it is a very refreshing experience to walk into your space, to sit down with you, to chop it up, and then to build with you. It's a very different
kind
of engagement.
Oh, right.
Definitely.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. Well, fellas, I love having you guys on the pod. I want to give people a chance to also check you out on the internet. You said IG is the best space to do that. Can you give that out
again, yeah, please? Robo Creative, Robot underscore Creative. I mean, website is fine too. We have all, you know, case studies and stuff there too. But IG is definitely where we have all the most up-to-date content and, you know, all the fancy stuff we got going on.
Okay. And it sounds like you guys are very busy, but if there are people out there who might want to collab, holler at you.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. I mean, the big thing is, I think also just making sure that everybody understands that, yes, we work with a lot of heavy hitters, big clients too, but yep, the bread and butter still is the fact that we want to help the people that are the next wave of this, because, yep, you know, that's cultivating the next wave of Chicago. I mean, Fresh Goods and I talk about this all the time too. Like, we're all going to be the old guys, you know, pretty soon. And so we got to make sure that the next wave of everybody is on the right path. So we kind of deal with it all.
Yeah. I mean, I still get calls where people, you know, open up with, you probably don't deal with the, like, orders this small. I'm like, man, we take everything. And then there's like if you want to talk about Fresh Goods, when he came to us, I believe he still was an intern at Leaders. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he came up with, I think we did his first big one. It was that money, cars, clothes, and hose, mm-hmm, which my daughter still wears the sweatshirt to bed and always likes to floss
see, like,
it in front of me.
That's in the vault. He's yeah, got right, that one in the vault.
I got some old school stuff.
Yeah.
But, I mean, and, you know, it was just like small. And then the next one was a little bit bigger. And the next one was a little bit bigger. And look what it's turned into. So, I mean, you don't know who you're dealing with. So when someone calls you with a crazy idea and, you know, they want 36 pieces or something, I'm all in. And we literally treat every single customer exactly the same, whether it's, you know, no matter how huge you are or how small you are, because I could be talking to the next Nike and you don't even know it. And why, you know, everyone started the way we did. That's the way I like to think about it. You had to make that first weird phone call, worm your way into something and turn it into something. And, you know, we like to be those partners with you.
Yeah, you needed, someone needs that person that put them on and said, I believe in you. And yeah, like, I see where this is coming from. So I love the fact that you got probiotic drink. I'm just realizing that.
Well, I'm a pro.
Fellas, I appreciate y'all, and I'm so excited of what you guys are doing and mean to the city right now and you, certainly man, in the future. And thanks for being in the Corner Store tonight.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Thank
Beyond
you for having
thankful
us.
For having us, yeah.
I think he still has your book on
I absolutely
on
do.
On his desk.
Oh, that's what's up.
What yeah, when Kevin came through, yeah, I got a
yeah,
couple.
We
got
to yeah, get you the new one now,
yes,
too.
Yes, absolutely.
So, yeah. Thanks, fellas.
All right, thank you guys.
All right, thanks, dude.
Shout out our super producer, DJ Cashera. Big up boss man, Todd Manley. Thank you to our official Corner Store photog, Mercedes Zapata. Salutes to the Snack Door, Max. Also, please, y'all, follow our Instagram. It's corner_pod on IG, on Twitter. Tell us who you want to see in the Corner Store. And also, please consider dropping a couple of dollars into our Patreon account. It's patreon.com/cornerstore_pod.
The Corner Store is brought to you by Stolen Spirits.